bit of AFL now for yesloans.com.au, and a tough day for Alex Silvani, who was unfortunately told that he wasn't going to be part of the Dockers list next year. G'day, Alex.
Hello. Hey, guys. How you going?
We're good. Tough business.
Yeah, no, it's AFL industry. It's ruthless, and sometimes tough decisions need to be made. It's difficult for the player and the coaches and managers that make these decisions. So yeah, not a great day, but anyway.
You got to move on. But mate, I heard about the middle of the year that you were done and dusted down there at the Dockers. Mm-hmm. You were probably feeling that way. You're toiling away down there at Peel Thunder, and then all of a sudden, late in the season, you got an opportunity and you played some really good footy, and you certainly showed that you could mix it at that level. And I thought the doors were swinging back the other way, Alex.
Yeah, it was an interesting season. I had a bit of concussion, and that was lingering around for a while, and then I strained my calf and I was out for about 2 months with that. So I thought, oh, I'm battling uphill here, and came back from that, played a couple of waffle games, and yeah, came back and played against Sydney, and performed pretty well and kept my spot after a few injuries to other guys, and felt good mentally and physically, and understanding what the club's trying to do. It's obviously difficult, but no, I thought I performed pretty well.
Alex, one of my favourite coins of phrase is life's about timing. Would you have liked to have learnt a little earlier than now?
I would have, yeah, personally I would have, but understand the club's strategy with their trading and everything else that goes on, so it's a business at the end of the day, but it would have been nice to find out a little bit earlier, but yeah, it is what it is.
Does it harm your chances going forward, do you think? What's been the feedback? I mean, it's only been a few hours, but what's your management and all of that? What's their optimism like?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure. It's a difficult one. I don't think I was really any chance during the trade period. I think, if anything, it would come as a delisted free agent. So, manager's going to put the feelers out there and see what comes about, and I'll continue to train and do what I need to do and see what happens. If nothing happens, nothing happens. So, it's a difficult time now. There's so many good players floating around, and it's a difficult to tell.
Ultimately, though, mate, it still sounds like, from the way you're talking, that you'd like to play some footy. I mean, you are a long time retired.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'd love to continue playing, and Fremantle was always my first priority, so I wanted to wait to see what happened there and make a decision after that. So, yeah, I mean, look, I'd love to play on like any other guy that's experienced it and has a taste for it. They want to keep going, so if there's an opportunity to continue, I'll continue playing, but
If it wasn't at AFL level, would you consider playing in the WAFL or the VFL or somewhere that at a lower level?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I really enjoy my footy, and to play with guys I'm really close with, either Matty DeBoer or Tendai and Anthony Morabito even. I'd love to get down and just enjoy my footy and play with those guys for a couple of years, and then as you say, you're a long time retired, so get the most out of it and keep enjoying it until my body just falls apart.
Really. Oh, you're prepared to go anywhere, I'm sure, to stay in the AFL, but come to that, what's the background for Alex Silvani? What obviously the job would be the ultimate criteria, I assume.
The job, sorry?
A job. I mean, because to survive on waffle money, that ain't going to happen.
Nah, not at all.
I think you've got a finger in at a security business, haven't you, Alex?
Yeah, a couple of little things. I've just finished off my MBA now, and I've got a couple little businesses going. One with Matty DeBoer, it's a football academy, and the other one's a hire force labour hire company, which does security and traffic management and cleaning and all sorts of things. So there's a little bit going on from a business perspective, and it's something I'm really excited about to get into that space and see what happens there. So,
And the other thing that he loves, Barney, is something that I love, and that is fishing. And he's a good fisherman. He's been out with Peter Sumich, and he's caught some squid and some crays. And you have caught the bug, haven't you, Alex?
Yeah, mate, I love it. Fishing, even back in Victoria, the snapper over there, it's
some good snapper grounds over there, but over here it's, yeah, fantastic. The Jewies and snapper and kingies and everything else they have to offer, Perth has to offer. So, yeah, mate, I love it. I love fishing. And it's an outlet, I suppose, during footy, when footy's tough, you know, you have that outlet, which a lot of guys do. They have different things going on. So, me, yeah, it was fishing, and I love it. If I could do that as a profession, it'd be, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Well, just go to the fishing boat harbour, mate, and buy it like all the rest of us.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do.
Good on you, Alex. Thanks very much for your time. We really appreciate it. We express our empathy towards you, and we hope that something one door closes, another one opens.
I appreciate that. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Alex Silvani there, ex-Fremantle Docker. Well, has he got something left in the tank, folks? 9221 882. You tell us, $100 voucher to spend at the Ashby Bar and Bistro tonight. 6PR's 2015 Pub of the Year up there, just off Wanneroo Road in Ashby. For yesloans.com.au.